Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, the new year of 2023 is just around the corner. Hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas with family and friends and are looking forward to a new year of experiences. Congratulations to ECU on their big, or should I say huge, bowl win on Tuesday. And of course, today while I'm recording this show, I'm watching Duke play in their bowl game. And of course, UNC will also be playing on Wednesday evening. I'll be back in front of a TV on Friday to watch Clemson play in their bowl and also be cheering on NC State in their bowl game. Then I'll be really ready for basketball season and looking forward to March Madness. For the new year, here's some eating and music opportunities. On Friday, December 30th, the food truck Messes will be at Black Creek Brewery from 5 to 8 p.m. The Castaways will be at the Festival House on New Year's Eve from 9 to 12:30. Call now for your reservations. There might be a few seats left. And the restaurant will be open from 2 to 9 p.m. for your dining enjoyment. I also heard there's a huge sale going on in the store in the restaurant. 1792 Bottle Beer Company on Main Street will have the Bulkhagi food truck starting at 4 p.m. on New Year's Eve until 9 p.m. Now, remember, the food truck is parked behind 1792 while the repairs are going on for the building on Main Street. Also, I hope you've kept up with Palace Point's Facebook page and have put on your calendar some of the many activities they have going on now through their New Year's Eve party. Something there for everyone to enjoy. And if you haven't tried out their new diner, you really need to do it. For all you listeners that shop at IGA Grocery, I just wanted to remind you that starting January the 1st, they'll be closed on Sundays. Kelly and his team will be there to serve your needs Monday through Saturday and will close on Sundays for worship and family time. On Sunday, January the 1st, the Homestead Steakhouse will have a New Year's Day buffet from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, the menu sounds really wonderful with their fried chicken, beef tips, pork ribs, and all the fixings. Now, don't forget that Clarksville Station has their brunch back on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you haven't tried this yet, you really need to. It is outstanding. Remember, Habitat store will be closed until Wednesday, January the 4th, 2023, but they'll be accepting donations Wednesday the 28th, Thursday the 29th, and Friday the 30th from 9 to 1 p.m. Thank you for supporting Habitat for Humanity and helping to build houses. On Friday, January the 6th, the Red Bank Revival Band will be at the Festival House with the doors opening at 7 p.m. and the band starting at 8 p.m. Red Bank plays a variety of music from country to beach. And I understand that every Friday in January, there will be a band at the Festival House. Now, tickets for the January 6th band are only $5 a person, and a table for 8 or more will be reserved with purchased tickets. On Saturday, January the 7th, you can have the opportunity to hear our own local guys, the Malpass Brothers, perform close by at the Paramount Theater in Burlington at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20 in advance, $22 at the door, and tickets may be purchased online. This is a great opportunity to have them so close. To put on your future planning calendar, Bluegrass Music is back at the Kirby Theater. On Saturday, January the 21st, the award-winning Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass will be on stage along with the Churchmen. Starts at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 6:30 p.m. General admission tickets are $20, 12 years old and younger admitted free. And Bluegrass is back at the Kirby in full force and will kick off the new year with some great shows. Another one will be coming in February. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do this weekend and to put on your planning calendar for upcoming events. Have a very safe and wonderful new year in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And thank you for listening. And now, a word from the Quality Inn of Roxborough and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.